Division 2, Predictions of the Day, Zechariah chapters 7 through 14. Zechariah chapter 7. And it came to pass in the fourth year of King Darius that the word of the Lord came unto Zechariah in the fourth day of the ninth month, even in Kislew, when they had sent unto the house of God Sherezer and Regemmelech and their men to pray before the Lord and speak unto the priests that were in the house of the Lord of hosts, saying, Should I weep in the fifth month, separating myself as I have done these many years? Zechariah chapter 7, verses 1 through 3. Here begins the second division of our study book. The visions are over, and now there is a change in the order of events. The Lord speaks to Zechariah not in symbol or vision, but in plain language, easily understood. All that follows is but the amplification of the good and comfortable words which were symbolized in the visions. It is further assurance of the blessings that are surely coming to the Jewish people after the terrible tribulation is past. The second division is really telling the same things as the first, but in a different manner. Zechariah begins, even as he did the first part, by emphasizing the very day, month, and year that the word of the Lord came to him. This is not accidental, but most significant, intentional, and purposeful. These dates have prophetic value, even as his visions and messages. We are learning of things that apply to the present system of world government and the beginning of a new order of things for the earth. Christ will be on his throne at the time figured by these dates, Zechariah chapter 1, verse 7, and chapter 7, verse 1. Darius, mentioned in the above citations, is not the same one of whom we read in Daniel 6, 9, and 11. Inadvertently, the distinction between the two was omitted in our reference to Darius earlier in this study. Darius the Mede reigned subject to Cyrus over Chaldea, while Darius the Persian of Zechariah's prophecy was king of Persia. He began his rulership 17 or 18 years later than that of the Median king, in whose reign a remnant of both Judah and Israel returned to Judea under the leadership of Zerubbabel and Joshua. The first zeal of the remnant of the restoration of that day was beautiful to behold for a short while. In the seventh month of the first year of their return, they builded the altar of the God of Israel to offer burnt offerings thereon, as is written in the law of Moses, the man of God. Ezra chapter 3, verse 2. This sacrificial ritual had been suspended during the 70 years' captivity in Babylon, but the foundation of the temple of the Lord was not laid until the second year of their coming back. Then they set themselves solemnly to the joyful task of rebuilding the temple of the Lord. Ezra chapter 3. The enemy stopped them after the death of Cyrus, their friend. They wrote to his successor, accusing the Jews of sundry evils, and the work ceased until the second year of Darius, king of Persia. Ezra chapter 4, verse 24. Here is the time when Zechariah's prophecy begins. He had stirred the returned exiles to build, and he continues to do so, and no doubt, as he received these revelations from Jehovah in vision and message, he was beside himself with faith and hope. He did not know that he was predicting events relative to a far greater restoration than the one of which he was a part. The remnant of the Jews, which returned with Zerubbabel and Joshua, had been in the land about 18 years at the time of Zechariah's prophecy. It was in the second year of Darius's reign that the work of the building of the temple was resumed. We believe that this year answers to the second year of the week of years of Daniel 9:27, which, according to our findings, is 1934 in this end of time. Zechariah emphasized it definitely in the first division of his book, and he begins the second division with another date, the fourth year of Darius, 2 years later. This answers to 1936, which year will no doubt usher in all the remainder of Zechariah's prophecies. The ninth month of the Jewish sacred year, Kislew, is mentioned. It refers to December of our civil year and brings us, as relating to the 7 years of destined import, to 2 or 3 months past the middle of that tremendous week. This is the point of time that is emphatically marked in Scripture. Daniel informs us that the coming prince, the head of the revived Roman Empire, in the midst of the week, shall cause the sacrifice and oblation to cease. Daniel 9:27. This is the cause of the great tribulation, which shortly begins to be felt by the Jew. Matthew 24:21. It is also called the time of Jacob's trouble. Jeremiah 30:7. Many other important events hover around this interesting point of time. Satan is cast out of heaven 250 days previously, Revelation 12:9, and is raging and roaming around seeking whom he may devour, 1 Peter 5:8. The woman in the wilderness is protected from the middle of the week on a time, times, and half a time, or 3.5 years, half of the appointed 7 of years. Revelation 12:14. Also, the first beast begins his despotic career 250 days before the middle of the week, for he continues his mad rule 42 months, or 1260 days, half of the destined time. Revelation 12:14 and 13:5. See A.S. Copley's book and chart on Revelation.